So before our listener Angela gets her heart too tangled up in this guy's charm, she wants to see if what she's seeing are actually red flags. Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, question for you all. Maybe your listening's true.
Oh, okay.
Would you date a guy who was 45 and lives with his mom?
Okay.
I've been casually talking to this guy for the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a good dating prospect for a woman? 45, lives with his mom, works in a call center. He's worked in these types of jobs for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
No kids.
Okay.
Are these red flags?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. He has lived on his own before, but it never lasts.
Mm.
He has held other jobs, but typically gets a new job every couple of years.
Yeah.
He does have classic good looks.
Oh.
So it's pretty good to look at, but I'm worried that this is a failure to launch type of situation.
Starring Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker.
So, I'm wanting to be sure before I get my heart too wrapped up in his charm. Any listeners get a partner like that? And how did it go? Thanks so much.
Okay. So he's easy on the eyes.
Yeah. Like, are we talking Matthew McConaughey, huh?
All right.
Angela, let's do this.
All right. Hey. You know, and I was thinking at first, you know, maybe because you and I had kind of talked about this before we went on. Like, is this a he's helping his mom situation? But I feel like she would have said that.
Yes.
Like, his mom's sick, he's just living there, whatever. But, like, I feel like she would have known that by then.
That would have been a reason why he moved back in
because
with mom.
Because he would have probably even said that.
Right, like, to care for his mom, absolutely. That's sweet. I think that's a great quality. But if he's just, like, moving back in with mom because he doesn't want to, like, pay for his own place or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just think at some point it's going to be a little bit awkward if you're is he always going to want to go over to your place?
Right.
Are you going to go over to his place and say hi to his mom every time? And does he live in the basement?
Because a great relationship with his mom is fantastic.
Yes.
I don't think that's ever a bad thing.
No.
Unless it's like need to cut the cord a little bit kind of a situation. Dr. Aaron's like, yeah, I need to understand the reason for living with his mom. I think that's a huge question that does matter.
Let's assume that she's fine.
Okay.
Because if she's not fine and if he's actually caring for her, okay, let's
no
look
problem.
Past this
yeah.
and let's say, hey, why don't you dive into this relationship?
Yes. Seems like a really good guy.
Let's assume and that mom is fine because I feel like Angela would have said something.
Yes, you're right. So we're going to move forward assuming mom is fine. There's really no reason there for her sake for him to be living at home with his mom at 45.
Yeah. All right. Getting a lot of texts right now. You can always send us a voice note too. Hear your voice. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear if you've specifically been in this situation. Like, how did it all work out? Okay.
Yes.
So we'll get to that. Your story's on the way on 99.7 DJX. So Ashley is starting to date a 45-year-old who still lives with his mom, works in a call center, switch jobs every couple years, doesn't have kids, and is like, he's charming, easy on the eyes. Is this big enough red flag that you would throw caution into the wind or let it...
Or is this a big enough red flag to pay attention to and get out now?
Jump out.
Yeah, Victoria says needs a mommy, LOL.
Maybe, okay. Yeah.
Sabrina, that's a disaster waiting to happen. Mm. He is already showing several red flags. My biggest concern is the lack of motivation and overall lack of stability.
Mm.
It's hard to build something on an already rocky foundation. Yeah, he's been jumping from job to job every couple of years, works in a call center right now, so doesn't necessarily seem to have like a career path, just kind of jumps from job to job.
Elizabeth on Facebook says, I will say that it's probably a red flag. I've gone down that path before, and that individual couldn't save a penny to save their lives. They blew through everything, which is why, despite making somewhat decent money, they just couldn't afford to live on their own. So maybe there is a money issue that we're not seeing.
Yeah.
Or Angela hasn't seen yet. That could be the reasons why.
Yeah. Now, Becca says, nowadays with rent and stuff being so expensive, I don't hold it against him to live with his mom.
Yeah.
That being said, my husband and I have been married for 4 years. Mm. At first, he didn't want to have any type of responsibility when we first got together. Didn't want a house, didn't want to own anything.
Right.
But now we've just gotten our first house together and really feel like I've helped bring him to that level of wanting that kind of responsibility. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that you can change people, but definitely how you influence them can progress your relationship.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, some people are saying, you know, maybe he has a form of autism or he's neurodivergent, which, yes, that could be the case, too. But the I think a lot of people are saying, look, if he's not caring for his mom, there may be some other things that are at play.
Right.
That could be a red flag for you. And it's all in what you are willing to tolerate to look at this person.
Exactly. So maybe we investigate a little bit. Okay, is there a need to be living with mom?
Right, right.
We're assuming no.
Right.
But, you know, that's the thing. She is wanting to know, though, do I stick around? How much longer do I stick around to investigate and find out?
I mean, I think you stick around for a little bit.
Okay.
Like if you're already getting a good vibe from him enough to, like, you know, you think he's attractive, you are feeling his charm. You already said he has charm.
Yes.
So you're smitten, it sounds like, with him. I mean, ride it out, see what the deal is.
It doesn't seem like that she's done enough digging, though, to find out why the job jumping and why living with the mom. So if she finds the answers, then she's going to have to decide based on those answers if it's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, this may be the worst advice ever to, hey, just see.
Hang in there.
And then
keep going.
And then, you know, 6 months later, she's like, oh, it's terrible. Everything's terrible.
Yeah.
But I think, whatever.
Yeah. Now's the time. If you've been dating long enough to kind of know the basics, then figure out, okay, what's the root?
Behind his
life choices so far.
And it doesn't sound like you're there yet. So.
Right, and if its answers don't line up with your goals and what you're looking for, then you'll know it's time to bounce.
Yeah. Hey, you know, pretty face, but can't align with everything.
Yes,
so.
our paths are not going to align enough for me to stay in it.
All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted, definitely, all right?
Yep.
That's group therapy.